Blaine and Mickey on 104.5 The Zone. What's going on in Knoxville? Mike Wilson joins us from his palatial estate with the latest. He has a very attractive lamp behind him. He's wearing his glasses. He informed us he hasn't had time. Yes, he looks sharp. Hasn't had time to shower since yesterday. He said it's been kind of busy. Where do we even start, Mike, after what happened yesterday?
Well, Tennessee basketball plays Florida tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. And, you know, the Vols are playing good basketball. Scotty Lewis isn't going to play for Florida, it sounds like. A key piece of information there is Tennessee won the SEC in 2017-18. You know what else happened in 2017?
When they fired their football coach.
They fired a football coach. And, well, I guess that happened yesterday, too.
So we're expecting SEC championship by the basketball program.
Breaking news, right? Tennessee basketball wins championship this year, as predicted by Mike Wilson. Look, let's start here again. After watching that presser, you probably have listened to the audio at least once, if not twice, three times now. My gosh, there's so many places to go after hearing all of those things.
Yeah, Tennessee does hiring and firing press conferences in a really strange way. I've kind of thought about that a lot in the last 24 hours, how the strangest press conference I've seen, it was Phil Fulmer's hiring press conference. And then yesterday's is probably a close second. But it was a lot. Tennessee's Chancellor Dondi Plowman and President Randy Boyd went above and beyond to emphasize how Phil Fulmer is phasing himself out as a retirement and stepping aside and this and that. Calling him a legend and really painting that, and then absolutely hammering the Tennessee football program and Jeremy Pruitt, who was fired for cause, two other assistants fired for cause, seven staff members fired. I mean, they went in on Jeremy Pruitt. They went in on Jeremy Pruitt in the termination letter he was handed yesterday, five pages, and it was scathing, the things that were written. I mean, they held back nothing. In terms of the way they delivered everything yesterday.
I'm with Mike Wilson, Knoxville News Sentinel, covering the Tennessee Vols.
How much, before we get into some of the details, do you think this stains, I guess, or even that, Phillip Fulmer's legacy with Tennessee? What is your bird's eye view of how his legacy will be viewed now and then maybe 10 years from now?
No, I think his legacy as a coach, I feel like, isn't affected by any of this.
Okay.
And he's still obviously widely beloved by a large faction of Tennessee fans. But there's also a reality that Phil Fulmer made it clear from day one as an athletic director, his goal and mission was to get football fixed.
Yeah.
And to that effect, if that was your mission and goal, he failed. He failed as an athletic director in that respect. Jeremy Pruitt was his coach, his hire, not a guy that was being courted by the previous AD, John Curry, before Phil Fulmer took over. That was Phil Fulmer's hire. He gave Jeremy Pruitt an extension and a raise before the season, which also was approved by the chancellor, mind you. I mean, it wasn't just a unilateral move there. But that's the reality. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt is Phil Fulmer's guy, and Phil Fulmer's legacy as an AD is tied to that. Now, did Phil Fulmer only do that? No. I mean, he's credited with helping keep Rick Barnes in Knoxville instead of going to UCLA. I think what he's done to keep Tony Vitello with the baseball program has been key. But the reality is, no matter what he's done with other sports and whatever he's done as the face of the athletic department, he didn't get football fixed, and that was what he said he had to do.
No question. We're on with Mike Wilson, Knoxville News Sentinel. I guess one more for me is, give us a scope of some of the penalties that you think that occurred during this time, because I'm interested to see what the penalties may be. I mean, you know, they're talking about, you know, no bowl and, you know, reduced scholarships. I just don't know how far does it go. How does this process work? And then with the scope of what they've done or things that you've heard that they have done, I guess kind of give us a bird's eye view of that as well.
Yeah, I don't know that I can speak well to what the punishments might be. The indication yesterday is level one, level two recruiting violations, which is bound to get some form of issue from the NCAA.
Uh-oh, you've been working around them, right, Mike? Yeah, I see a McDonald's bag right there.
What's that?
I see a McDonald's bag right there on your couch.
No, I'm more of a Wendy's guy.
Oh, okay.
No, my roommate and I had that debate the other night. Wendy's nuggets are way better than McDonald's nuggets, so I wouldn't accept a McDonald's bag. The reality of what Tennessee's press conference was yesterday was also hammering it as hard as home that they're firing for cause. So it was in their best interest also to paint a picture of it being really bad. Was it as bad as it was painted? We're going to find out in the coming weeks and months. But Tennessee certainly, its administration went out of the way to make sure it was hit home that a lot is going on. Will it result in a bowl ban, scholarship reductions, those sorts of things? Time will tell, but I don't think I know enough about that exact stuff to really offer a good indication of what might come.
I guess real quick, I guess, what time frame do you think, being covering the program for a long time, I guess, what's the time frame on the AD? Because the AD is actually going to do the hiring of the football coach. And are they, you know, comfortable with, if they don't rush into the AD, that maybe Steele or Witten or whoever may be a stopgap guy?
Yeah, I do think getting an AD is going to happen fast. And I think it's in Tennessee's definite best interest to make it happen fast, since Donnie Plowman was very clear. She wants to hire an AD, and that AD is going to hire the football coach. That was the big comment about why Philip Fulmer is stepping aside and retiring, is to let the next AD hire the next football coach. So they want to get that guy in here, and I think you want to do it fast, because you don't want to be in a football coaching search in mid-February. And if you wait 3 weeks on AD, that's exactly what you're setting yourself up for. So I'd imagine Tennessee gets moving on that fast. They've hired a search firm out of Atlanta, I believe, Parker Executive Search. So they're going to get this rolling as quickly as possible, I think. And I'd imagine they've already reached out to some candidates.
Do you have some that you suggest that they may be interested in, or no?
I do, but I think it depends, too, on what Tennessee has in mind. A big question for me yesterday that my coworker asked Donnie Plowman, since we can only have one person at the press conference, was, what is she looking for in an AD? And typically one of those things you hear is people with ties to the school. Donnie Plowman didn't say that. She talked about someone with experience as an AD and experience in hiring people, and talked about, you know, doing things the right way. Tennessee has some candidates it could call, like John Gilbert, who's been here, was here for 6 years under Dave Hart. Mark Ingram at UAB is another guy with ties. Gerald Harrison from Austin Peay. I mean, there's some guys they can call. It also depends on what they want. Do you want a guy who knows the landscape here, or are you trying to really clean house and start fresh with someone who's totally different from what Tennessee's had?
Going with Mike Wilson with the Knoxville News Sentinel. Yeah.
So amongst the many, 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 many things that were said by Donnie Plowman about her own program and just all the horrific things that she said she had seen, the word integrity got said. Integrity, looking for a coach with integrity, looking for integrity. So immediately a bunch of people, Mike, said, well, look, you can't hire Hugh Freeze because he came from trouble. So wouldn't that – is she just basically using integrity to say no Hugh Freeze? And if that's the case, Mike, I would also ask, Jamie Chadwell's name is one that's getting thrown around. He vacated a bunch of wins at Charleston Southern, some really good seasons there. And left there with sanctions. Does he ruled out them too by integrity clauses?
Yeah. I mean, certainly I think hammering home the integrity thing yesterday was big in again, putting emphasis on the for cause firing, but you also can't, as you're saying, go out in a press conference, say it's all about integrity and then turn around and hire Hugh Freeze. I think that completely contradicts everything you just said. I think Randy Boyd kind of had the comment of the day yesterday to me. I think he said, if you can't win the right way, then you don't belong here. So they made it clear where they want to be, and those are strong statements you have to back up. Certainly Hugh Freeze's situations at Ole Miss are a little bit more egregious from an NCAA standpoint than what I understand about Jamie Chadwell's. I think it was some scholarship funds used at the bookstore, something to that, if I remember correctly. So certainly a different level there. But, yeah, I think it does to some extent put that into question. But the NCAA thing, period, at Tennessee is going to have a big effect, I think, when it comes to what you're going to be able to do with a coach and what sort of caliber of coach you're going to get now.
Do you, if you and me had to go to Vegas with a bunch of Blaine's money and make a bet?
Yes. I love Blaine's money.
And you had to make a bet that Kevin Steele winds up being the coach for this year. You don't have to bet on anything beyond this year, but that Kevin Steele is going to run the program. I mean, heck, if you're going to have a bunch of sanctions, he could eat the sanctioned sandwich that's about to get dropped in his lap. I mean, you got to go to Vegas and bet Kevin Steele is the sitting head coach, and then you hire somebody new in December of this year. What do you think?
How much of Blaine's money do I get to play with here?
You pick the amount.
Oh, yeah, just a million. Okay, I don't have to lie.
Just a cool mill. Sounds good. I can work with that. Yeah, that's a great question, Mickey. I think that's probably a possibility, but I don't think it's among Tennessee's top three or four things that would want to see happen. I think they do want to put a coach in place because, I mean, let's call it what it is. If Tennessee wanted to go that route, they probably wouldn't have Philip Fulmer retiring right now, because why wouldn't he just stay on for AD if you're going to have an interim coach next year? If you're moving on to the AD to have the next AD in to hire the next football coach, you're not planning on having an interim coach next year. That said, whatever transpires with the NCAA stuff could have a factor on that as well. Because if you feel like you're not getting the candidate you want because you're going to have NCAA issues this year, maybe you do wait a year. But all the indications from Tennessee and the actions that they've taken so far to me say they're going to hire a coach because they're hiring an AD to hire a coach.
Well, and somebody tweeted this, and every so often it gets put out there, and I never remember it until I see somebody tweet it. Johnny Majors was the last sitting Power 5 head coach that Tennessee hired, and that was, what, 77? So that's 44 years ago? I mean, history says it's tough for some reason. You know, it, despite all the accolades, despite all the great history, history says it's tough for them to hire a sitting Power 5 head coach.
And I don't think that's what they're going to get out of this search either. I think there's possibility you get some successful candidates who have been Power 5 head coaches. I mean, to me, from the start, even if Pruitt wasn't fired with the NCAA stuff, Gus Malzahn or Tom Herman's a really good thing for Tennessee to land. I mean, that brings some stability. Guys who've won, you could do a lot worse than those guys if you're Tennessee, especially now, given what's going on. But it does seem more like this is going to trickle down to a Billy Napier, a Jamie Chadwell, that kind of caliber of coach who's big offense, guys who've won at the group of five level. So those have got to be candidates in there. But, yeah, to me, the candidate pool will be decided by what actually is going on with the NCAA and any potential issues that they have coming forward.
I'm with Mike Wilson of the Knoxville News Sentinel talking Tennessee Vols.
Well, speaking of that, Mike, do you think then with that approach that you're talking about, will they keep some of their staff members or are they staying? And when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, Kevin Steele, who's a DC, or will that be just left up to the coach, depending on if he's an offensive, defensive guy?
Yeah, I don't know one way or the other on that, but I would assume that there's always a possibility of coaches staying on. And I don't think Tennessee hired Kevin Steele with any intention of him not being here. Right. Given the timeline of his hiring, Tennessee hiring a search firm on the 16th, firing Jeremy Pruitt on the 18th, I don't think you make that hire unless you're planning on the next coach keeping him. And also, let's call the Kevin Steele hire what it is. You got a proven DC at a discount rate with Auburn paying most of his salary. There's no reason not to keep a guy who's a $2.5 million a year coordinator that you're paying $450K. It would make no sense not to keep that guy.
No doubt about it. Have you, talked to some of the players or filled out some of the players on if some are considering getting in the portal and leaving? And what happened with the big cat kid from Auburn? He's staying. I haven't seen anything. I don't know if it's too early to say or not, but it definitely probably hurts recruiting for sure, right?
It has to. And Tennessee's had a lot of guys go in the portal as it is. They've had 10 scholarship guys enter the portal since December 1st. That does include a guy who quickly withdrew, another guy who's indicated he's coming back, but they have had 10 guys jump in the portal, and you won't see that today, I don't think. It usually takes 24 to 48 hours for a name to appear after they put in their papers, but later this week, early next week, we might have a better idea of that. And Big Cat Bryant's a great question. His commitment to Tennessee had a lot to do with Shelton Felton, whom he played for in high school, and Shelton Felton was one of the assistants that was fired yesterday for cause. I haven't seen anything from him indicating yay or nay one way or the other, but Tennessee also hadn't formally announced his addition, so it doesn't look like he has signed anything, so he would have an easy out if he wanted to.
I guess give us some positive out of all of this situation. I know you're to cover the team, but if you're talking to the fan base and say, hey, these are some of the positives about this outcome, what would you say?
Really hard question. It's basketball season. The baseball schedule lost in the shuffle yesterday. The baseball team's ranked 19th entering the season. Those are positive things. No, I think, you know, Tennessee clean house of its two most prominent positions yesterday. And that's a really big reset button in an athletic department. And I don't know that it had grown stagnant or what you want to say about it, but it seemed clear that at some point Jeremy Pruitt wasn't going to work out as the coach at Tennessee, whether that was now or next year based on on-field results. But there was always that risk of if Tennessee keeps him and they go somehow 8-4 next year, win a bowl game, go 9-4, you can't fire him anymore. I mean, not reasonably anyway. So it kind of had to happen. And I think Tennessee's pressing the reset button right now. And I mean, they might have saved buyout money. Also could be a win. I assume they're going to end up paying some of that in some form of settlement lawsuit, since for cause firings are very tricky to hammer down for absolutely no money. But there are some silver linings in some way, but we'll know more about that once the AD hire is made, because you really want to see that top to bottom leadership. And I thought Dondi Plowman and Randy Boyd came off pretty well yesterday. Despite the way they hammered the program, I thought they came off as strong, and it seemed clear that they were running the show. And it was their ship that's being steered forward here. So whomever they hire as AD, I think it's going to be the big indication of where this place is headed now.
Well, with Mike Wilson, it covers Tennessee for the Knoxville News Sentinel.
This shows how different Blaine and me are, because he said, what good can come out of this? And here was the last question that I had written down for you. Is this rock bottom? People always ask, is this rock bottom? I will ask you, is this rock bottom?
So here's what I've learned in my three, four, however many years I've been covering Tennessee, is it's given me gray hair.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big blur at this point. Tennessee finds new and creative ways to make it crazy. It's kind of the Tennessee way. Again, in my limited scope of this, but I mean, in that window, and this is something I always like to joke about. My first day on this job was the day that Butch Jones said Shy Tuttle fell on a helmet. And if that wasn't a baseline of this is what this job is going to be like, I don't know what is. So I don't know this is rock bottom, because rock bottom could still be to come if the sanctions are as serious as they were painted to be yesterday, or if the violations were as serious as they were painted to be yesterday. So there could still be more coming. But rock bottom could also be if Tennessee can't go and attract the type of coach that it wants. And then you're right back here again in 3 to 4 years without the results. So Tennessee finds interesting ways to keep it crazy. That's for sure.
And fans pay money. They buy tickets. They fill the stadiums. It's just amazing. It's never been a lack of resources or support that led them here. You know, some places can say, hey, we just didn't have the money. You could never say that there. They always have the money and they always have the support.
Yeah. And that's, you know, Vols fans and Vol Twitter get a difficult rap, I think, nationally, just given the craziness of the Greg Schiano situation, all those things. But literally the one thing you cannot question about Tennessee fans is how much they love the Tennessee football team, the Tennessee athletics program, Lady Vols, I mean, everything. Like, this is just an insanely passionate fan base in every way. So you can't really question that. I mean, they're going to care about this team no matter what happens next. They'll show up at Neyland Stadium no matter what's going on. That's the reality of this place, is these people care, for better or for worse.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Before you let you go, Mike Wilson does a great job covering the Tennessee program for Knoxville News Sentinel. Give us your way too early pick of who. I'm going to just go, which is easier, coach or AD? Let's go coach. We want to know the coach, even though you haven't hired AD yet. Which is easier for you? You pick one and go with it. Let's see what happens.
Sorry, Blaine, you're breaking up. I got to go. Bye. I think when you look at the two jobs, the AD one's easier to pick, because the AD inherits an overall attractive athletic department, I think, regardless of what happens with football. Because a lot of those other programs are humming along. Basketball, baseball, swimming and diving won the SEC, not this year, but the year before. A lot of those programs are doing well. So you inherit an overall attractive athletic department, especially if you can turn football around, which obviously is the job. And that's what Phil Fulmer wanted to do. So to me, I'm going to talk about the AD. I'm not going to talk about the coach. I think those three names are where I start. John Gilbert, Mark Ingram, Gerald Harrison. Those are three really good candidates. If Tennessee wants to take its scope wider, Kirby Hokut, I believe, is Virginia Tech. That's a name you could see. Or Whit Babcock is Virginia Tech. Kirby Hokut, I saw, I believe, Dennis Dodd of CBS yesterday floated those two guys if Tennessee goes national on it. But that, to me, is going to tell the overall picture of where Tennessee is headed. Is do they go to a Tennessee guy because that's where the powers that be want it, or do they try to hire an outsider, a big name, or where do they go with that? But those are the names that I want to see because that's going to dictate a lot about the football coach search.
Great stuff. Mike Wilson at by Mike Wilson on Twitter for all the latest via the Knoxville News Sentinel and his Twitter account there. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
Great job,
buddy. Glad to join, guys.
Yes, sir. What did Dan Patrick say about McDonald's bags and Jason Witten and UT? We'll play that for you next. Blaine and Mickey, 104.5 The Zone. There are a lot of-